Mystery Owl.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
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 Welcome.
All right, everybody knows where we're at right now. Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast. You as always, my name is Zach, and we have the Marion County Pride over here, Andy Otteson.
Yeah.
Special guest right now.
Holding the championship belt.
Woo!
Number one contender over to my right side over here is Jim.
Papa.
Special guest.
Papa Putt-Putt.
He made it. Actually, we made it. Say hello.
Hello.
And we're not in the treehouse tonight.
Nope.
We're going remote.
Yep.
Still in the county, though.
Yep.
We're out here at an undisclosed location we call Putt-Putt's Garage.
Welcome.
So, welcome to you.
Yeah. So why don't you tell everybody your name? You don't have to use your full name. And let's
Putt-Putt.
Tell me your last injury you had.
You got to be ready for these
off-the-cuff questions.
No. So my last injury is sleep apnea.
I'll say physical injury. What was the last physical injury people would laugh at?
Cut my finger.
Oh, how'd you do that?
Wrenching. Yeah.
I hear that, man.
What happened to your head?
Oh, that was
That was a good one.
Was last. I forgot about it.
What happened?
Well, I went to go into a pop-up camper.
Right.
And I was so excited, I tore a scab of skin off the top of my head.
Scalped.
Did you bleed?
Bad. But I had the old Kimberly Clark in my back pocket.
There you go.
I whipped her out. And
yep. Those are just as useful as a Band-Aid as they are.
Did you know right away you were bleeding?
When I pulled off the towel, it was all bloody. And they're all freaking out. And I'm like, it's okay. Here's the money. I want this thing. I'll take it.
He's got thin blood. He's a bleeder.
Mm-hmm. I do anything and I bleed.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys are a special breed over here.
Hope you don't feel like you're ganged up or anything.
No, not at all.
Well, you know.
So it's February 15th, 2020.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
Yep.
But yeah, lots happened since we were last on about a little over a month ago. A lot of football, Valentine's Day. We always try and recognize the holidays as marker points, you know, as they go by.
I think last time we had the bookie on, and this time, so it's been so long. They did the AFC-NFC Championship already, and it's been the Super Bowl.
Yeah, following up on those picks.
Yeah.
That was second round playoffs. And I hope you guys didn't take those too seriously probably lost a lot of money.
Email in and let us know who won those games. Did our bookie bet him right, or did he lose? Email us in. I think he lost on those bets.
Yeah, he lost on those bets. But whatever.
Might have to fire the bookie.
He's heard about it since. I think he took all those underdogs and he left the Packers out cold, and they ended up winning that game.
Yeah.
Only to go on and get dismantled by San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I didn't get that Green Bay, Kansas City
Yeah.
Super Bowl. Dang
were,
it.
Were you surprised at all by the results? Kansas City beating them? Because I thought Niners were going to win that game.
Well, I was watching the game. I had a busy day that day. We got to a place to watch the game right before kickoff. You know, didn't have much of a pre-party. We went snowboarding earlier that day.
Yeah.
Came back down, watched the game, just watched San Francisco have their way. Left to head home, had the kids, so we left to head home.
Did you see
San Francisco
halftime?
Was up, and then I got home, and then Kansas City did exactly what I thought they were going to do and turned it on.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
It was awesome.
Did you guys get to see the halftime show?
No, it was too controversial. I knew it was going to be.
It's a good one.
No, I did see it, actually.
I recorded it.
It was a good one.
I did.
Oh, you can probably get it.
Pretty scandalous.
Yeah.
So I got a couple questions for Jim tonight.
Okay.
Specifically.
Yeah, let's hear about our famed guest.
Yeah.
Our Sublimity's hero.
I'm the reason you're here.
So I just want to give the Marin County listeners the little bit of the lowdown on electricity. So my first question is what's the line voltage coming through the power lines?
Well, the top power lines have 11,740 or 12,000 volts.
Wow.
Between them.
And the top two?
Three. Or
oh,
up
top.
To three.
Yeah.
And then the one down below.
Right.
If you touch those to that one, it's 7,200.
7,200. So that's the high one then.
Well, it's all high.
Yeah.
But the ones on top, when they get together, you get a big ball of fire.
So can
stand how on. Often do you get a big ball of fire?
Yeah.
You don't get a big ball of fire.
Have you ever seen it?
Oh, yeah.
How do you blow transformers? Because in our neighborhood, last year, we've blown two transformers.
That's a blown transformer pretty much.
In our neighborhood. It's a loud bang.
Yeah.
Scares the shit out of you. It looks like a lightning strike. Like,
yep.
To the sky.
Yeah.
Looks like a blue bomb.
Serious shit.
Yeah. So what's the turnaround to switch one of those things out and get the family back electricity? 3 hours?
Oh, yeah.
At least?
From dispatch to correction?
Well, depends on how far you have to go.
True.
Who's, who they can get to come in.
True.
It's whoever's on call that week, pretty much.
Yeah, they just do a call list and go through everybody.
Can you elect to not be on it? Is it optional?
Yeah. Yeah.
But growing up, I remember you were always on the list, and
you
answered the phone, and you didn't know who was calling back then because it was back then, and they go, "Hello, repair." No, he's not here.
Yeah, you grew up with repair. So did I.
So from those big lines to the transformer, what's it coming down into my house?
120, 240.
Yeah, 240.
Like business, 240
businesses
always.
Businesses can get up to 480.
Yeah. Mm. If you're running equipment all the time. Right.
That's the service.
I've been bit by 110 before. And it hurts.
You bet it hurts.
It hurts.
It all hurts.
Yeah.
It burns. It's not just a bite. It's
so
a burn.
When people say like the worst voltage you get electrocuted by, what is it?
Well,
because I always had heard like 240, 270, like it holds you onto the line.
Yeah, 480 is probably the worst one for the most people.
Yeah,
but you can get physically hurt pretty bad or die from 24 volt, right?
Yeah.
And up.
Yeah.
Really?
But then again, it depends on the amperage of the voltage, right? It's the amperage, the higher amperages that are going to get you.
Yeah, like the water flowing through a pipe.
Yeah, exactly. Water. Electricity is water.
Wow, man.
Yeah. So, if you guys aren't familiar, Papa Jim over here worked for a prominent electrical provider in the Upper Marion County region.
34 and a half years.
Yeah.
Woo woo!
Not anymore.
Well, no, I just changed locations. Now I just show up here.
Now you're just at home. But I was sitting at home today, and I got all the mail out that I needed to go through, and I laid it out on the dining room table and started going through it. I had my coffee, and I said, Lori, thank you. I did that, and I don't do that enough. Yeah.
All right. That's
enough. Okay.
That's
enough. Thank you.
That's enough.
Thanks.
Come on.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thanks.
Come on. That's
Andy.
Enough. I don't
Dad.
Know why these guys do this.
You guys are great. Seriously.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm here all night.
We know you're not applauding Jimmy.
You're the best.
POS. Oh, by the way, yeah, Jimmy came with us.
It's really nice to meet Jimmy.
Yeah, he's a big piece of shit, huh? Now that you met him.
Same name and all. I was having a complex.
Yeah.
You're far from that, Jimmy.
Yes. Yeah, screw him.
He's not the coolest guy.
But I was thinking, like, opening mail, I want that to be my job. I just sit down for half an hour. If I could find somebody who'll give me $100,000 a year to open some mail,
well, that's not going to happen.
That'll be good.
It sounds good now, but.
You'd probably get a lot of mail.
Yeah, I'd give you 6 months and.
I'm just going to probably keep doing what I'm doing, though. I like that, too.
You need level 3 cutting gloves.
Yeah.
With all that mail.
Kevlar sleeves. Take it seriously. Well, you got to stay safe on the job.
Yeah.
It's
full PPE.
It's a big deal. Yep.
I wear my hard hat. I wear my glasses, my gloves.
That well,
we have to wear Kevlar sleeves on this job.
That shit's all there for you.
Yeah, it is. People just hate wearing it. I am that guy, too. I do hate wearing it. I hate wearing it when it's really hot in the building. It's the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Glasses.
And when those glasses start fogging up,
yeah.
They always do.
Just throw them at the closest person to me. Normally, that's what I do.
Same thing when you're working out in the middle of the night and the wind's blowing 40 miles an hour and it's raining and your glasses fog up.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, no, dude, this ain't working.
Time to get rid of them. Time to get real.
Well, you were always, you were long sleeves mandatory, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're working out, you're outside in the elements every day.
Mm-hmm.
As a lineman.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's the best rain gear to buy?
Oh, God, I don't know. It's about $1,400 a set.
Yeah, for the good stuff.
Yeah, they change every year. It's getting better.
Yeah.
Get that
used
breathable.
To wear that really heavy
rubber
stuff.
Kept you dry, though, other than your sweat.
Yeah.
Dry.
That's crazy. You used to climb poles, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did it all. So you've changed a transformer, blown transformer out before?
Mm, all lot.
Wow.
So when are you
backyard night?
When are you climbing the tree? When are you climbing the pole? Because there's buckets usually, but in remote locations in a backyard, you're climbing obviously or something like mm-hmm. that, or you're climbing along with a guy in a bucket.
Well, usually, if you're lucky enough to have an apprentice, then somebody needs to climb with him and show him what to do,
right.
Help him.
Well, I'll tell you what, because I tried to go down this road. It was a good, solid push. Thank
hard.
You.
It
we did.
Hard.
We did our best.
It was hard.
And I did the training day, the yard day. Boy, where it's just a physical, 40 guys out there. Here's a shovel. You need to dig a 4-foot hole, and then you need to patch it in and refill it, patch it in, and then run over here and climb this ladder 40 times. And then you need to work as a team over here and put together all this hard. It was just
you as a 30
fast and hard
30-year-old man that didn't train at all for it. You just walk in there like
I'm in there with all these 20-year-old guys who just got out of school.
Though. You did good.
I did my best.
That's awesome. That's a hell
it
of
hurt.
A
we did that
interview.
We figured if they could work hard,
mm-hmm.
then they might, you know, they'd probably show up and
be worth a shit.
You don't have to deal with all the bullshit.
And it was 3 days, and the group was definitely smaller on the third day than the first day.
Oh yeah, they drop off.
They drop off, and so, they travel all. They've traveled from all over the place.
Andy.
Yes.
I was on the committee.
Yeah.
That did that.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we kind of dreamt all that up.
That's crazy. So you were the man involved in this insanity of designing this obstacle course?
I don't know about designing. I had a part in it, but
Oh, Jim. Yeah. You take it easy. You're old school, man. Lighten up on these snowflakes.
Well, that's what you got to do.
Yeah. If you're going to be a lineman.
I think they're still doing it.
It was cool. It was a good deal. I thought it was pretty neat.
They'd have like 350 people, and you got to get 10 of them out of it.
Right.
You know? How do you do that?
Just shame them.
No, you work your ass off. Yeah. 4 hours a day, 2 days, and you just come back and work for 4 hours solid.
Yeah.
Take a break. Give them a break.
Get some water.
A lot of water. Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
So now.
How high ladders do you have to go?
So we had a 35-foot ladder in the midspan in between the poles on the wire.
Just up on a wire.
And you have to climb up and down that thing just constantly as fast as you can for like
You did sections of half an hour.
Can you cheat? Can you do the
slide down? I was the guy on the ladder, and I'd stand there and make sure you did it the proper
3 points of contact at all times.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
Yeah. Yeah,
I did that. 3 points that of contact.
That part was all about how do you climb this ladder. Then they had a pole with a bunch of cross arms, like a Christmas tree all the way up. And that was the obstacle course one. And they're like, just climb up, tag the bow at the top.
Navy SEAL training.
It was the cool part.
That's funny. Where was this at? This is like at a, was it a big compound you guys have?
It's still there. It's in Portland.
They just have a pole set. Yeah, it's in Sherwood. Bunch of poles set in the
ground. Just like a yard they owned.
Mm-hmm.
It's
the training yard.
We didn't do it.
Is that what you guys call it? What's the nickname? You guys don't have a nickname? The grinder or something?
No.
the farm. Yeah.
You're never going to make through it?
When I had to do it in my apprenticeship, it was down.
What year?
Oh, 94 or something. It was down by OMSI.
That was grueling, I bet.
Right down to right
by the. Yeah, the building that you had did most of your apprenticeship is still there, isn't it? Some little. Mm-hmm. No, that's the. They took a shack out to the Sherwood farm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Some little shack. That's where his classes were.
No kidding.
It used to be at OMSI.
It was a little metal building with a reel for a table hanging by ropes, and that's where we met every day. You know, through the training deal.
That's sweet.
Shout out to all the linemen out there,
Shout out, man.
We need you.
Yeah, thank you.
We count on you.
Because I've had 2 blown transformers by my house in the last year.
Life.
And the electricity's back on about 2.5-3 hours probably.
Oh, yeah.
It's worth going out to dinner and then coming back.
One of those guys just lives down the street, so my power stays on all the time.
Yeah, that's nice. I think we just live in a whole neighborhood. I mean, who is that pretty rare, or is that like a sign when there's 2 blown transformers in the same neighborhood?
Not necessarily if a tree comes down.
No, it was a windy day.
Just a wind, so they got the
wires. We just got the canyon wind like we always do every night. Is that what causes it?
Can, yeah.
Just if some, because it was just kind of on the road, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Sometimes that's really hard to find.
I'm dealing with a conspiracy theory right now. I think you guys are in on it.
Between you and your garbage man.
Yeah, screw that guy, by the way.
You're living a rough civilian life, man.
Yeah. Yes, I am. I know.
And I feel sorry for you.
I know. And I feel sorry for me, too.
Had some of that, too.
I feel sorry for
Same garbage man?
Probably.
Is it?
Probably.
It's the recycling guy. I've never had a problem with the garbage guy.
He never shicked. Well, the same guy does both ours. Same guy.
Oh, really? No, we got 2.
Maybe it's 2 different guys. I don't know.
Maybe.
Honorary person.
He doesn't.
But I was persistent. I think I broke him. Because.
It was the lawn chair and the recycling.
Yes, and the rug.
And the stack of styrofoam and the rug.
Well, I was pissed off because. So, I don't know what it was. It might have been the kid's birthday or something, but I had some extra styrofoam, and I didn't want to burn it. So, I was like, I'm not taking this to the dump.
So, you know what you do?
I broke it up, and I put it in the recycling, and then it was a windy day. So, when he tipped the can, it blew it right in front of his windshield, and he seen what I had in there. And then the next time, he checked my can, and seen that.
Did he pick it up?
No. Yeah, he picked it up.
Oh, that's awesome.
It left a note, though. a sour note that said, I'm on to you, pretty much. But I waited. I kept the recycling clean for a couple weeks. And he was like, all right, I must have taught this kid a lesson. And now I've continued my old ways. I put all kinds of shit in that recycling bin.
Did you go out there and watch him pick up your can once?
Yeah, yeah.
Stood out on the curb.
My guy.
Yeah. I was pissed. No, I went down to the curb when he came out just to make sure he picked that thing up.
You got
to
have a garbage can etiquette.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Put something heavy in the bottom.
Oh, that's nice. The yard debris, so put some sticks in the bottom.
But one time I put rocks in the bottom just so I made sure all that would come out.
Yeah, so it drags it all out. It's a good idea. It's a good idea. I never thought of that, man.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I got some papers I need to get rid of.
Stick some. That'd be perfect. Stick a rug at the bottom.
Then it throws it right into the truck.
All right.
City living.
You hear that, guys? We're beating the system.
Yeah.
We're going to beat the system one step at a time.
Just cut that mattress up and stick it in the recycling at the bottom.
Yeah. Like you always say, how do you eat an elephant one piece at a time?
You got any rocks in your yard?
Yeah. I got some pavers I need to get rid of. That's what I'm saying. Oh, come on, guys. Come on. Come on. You know it was a good bit.
Got carried away.
So I got a question for you guys.
Next question.
It's not my question. Oh, wait. Wait a second. There it is.
Find it.
That's not it either. Oh, okay. So, sorry about that. My notes, Jimmy. Jimmy's screwing up all the time. He's giving me the wrong notes, wrong emails, wrong numbers to call. But what do you guys think is the closest thing to real magic in your mind?
Electricity.
That's what I was going to say, too.
Wi-Fi is pretty crazy, but...
Death.
What?
Oh, shit.
It's not real magic.
Oh, wow, that's...
that's real.
Oh, yeah, it's real.
It happens.
Damn, electricity's real, too, though.
That usually follows right after.
That just made electricity sound like... That was a dumb answer. Death is deep. Woo!
That's a dumb question.
Dumb question.
I was just throwing it out there. I don't know. Jimmy writes these things down, guys. It's not me. I just read them.
So you're going to tell the folks about the chicken barbecue?
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, we're performing an experiment tonight. Science. We've talked about it before. I don't know if it was the last show or the one before that, but we were talking about Green Mountain grills and Traeger grills and the differences between the two. Mm-hmm. What's better? Well, have everybody's wondered that. We're going to find out.
So we're going to try.
Because we have a Green Mountain and a Traeger, and they're both the same comparable model.
Taste test.
I'm cooking up some chicken right now.
We're doing a taste test.
We're going to find... It's going to be blind, and we're going to get to the bottom of this one.
All right.
It's exciting.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a little break.
Yeah, it's
I
actually...
I got to go check the chicken.
About time. Let's check it.
Chicken. All right.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back.
Hey.
What are you? Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Sitting here and drinking a cocktail.
Oh, right.
What are you drinking?
What are you doing?
So, I'm here. Andy's here.
Hello.
And Zach.
Hi.
Oh, I saw the pictures. Maggie's been sending them to me.
Yeah. So, we thought we'd call you.
Oh, did you guys have fun podding or whatever that is?
Yeah. 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 We're still doing it.
You're podding with us.
Oh.
It's really laid back. I wouldn't worry about it.
Nice.
Don't get too nervous.
I'm not nervous.
Yeah.
I'm cool and collect.
Yeah, buddy.
Collect.
I collect.
So we're talking about we're talking about doing this when we go camping.
This weekend?
No.
Call drop.
April.
You there?
It dropped.
Call dropped.
Well, dial it again.
Dial it again. All right. Dialed.
There we go.
Chris. Hi. Leave me a message.
What? He's calling you.
There it is.
Hello.
Oh, work was calling. I hit the wrong button.
Oh.
Yeah.
Repair.
Grandpa, I'm going to honeymoon.
You are?
I'm coming.
Awesome. Nice. Lori will be happy.
You gonna sleep in the cargo trailer?
No, nope, we're bringing the big girl.
Oh. All right.
Well, do you know Jeremiah's going?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he texted me. You're going to have a lot of bikes at your site.
Well, yeah, you are.
Between us and Aaron.
Yeah.
We're just going to bring Red. That's it.
That'll be good.
Bring Yeller?
Or I guess we could if he has room.
We might as well bring both of them.
Yeah, you can always just park it in your thing. You just can't ride it.
Yeah, we might have to roll it over.
Roll it. We tow you. No, we can't tow you.
Why?
What were we calling about?
So we called you for a reason.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, Zach pissing on you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. I already know. I told Bear, I said, don't get Zach too fucked up because I don't need to get peed on again. He says, everybody likes a golden shower.
Everybody does not like a golden shower.
In my defense.
And then he didn't even take a shower until he got home.
Yeah. Yeah.
He must have liked it.
Yeah, I didn't shower for like 12 hours.
No, you didn't.
I respect that about you, though.
You took your wet bag and walked on out.
Mm-hmm.
He probably knows your scent now, Zach.
Yeah. Yeah, he's...
I'm just glad he didn't have any...
Asparagus?
Asparagus. That would have left a smell.
So how's the new trailer?
Dude, it is gorgeous. Heather's like, when we bought it, she's like, I can't believe how cheap that thing is.
Like, it was really reasonable.
But she's like, it really? Is really, it's like, she's like, it's really nice.
I want one.
You do?
I do.
Yeah. It's,
I look at them all the time, and they're not cheap.
We went around, and today we went shopping. We just threw a whole bunch of shit in there, and it was kind of cool because you don't have to put it in your car or nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Throw
it in the trailer.
Just went in there and threw it in there, got some shit and threw it in there. Now I got some paint. I'm going to paint it.
Oh, it's going to be nice.
And then I got some boards, put a shelf in there up front.
Up front?
Up front.
Up front because it's a V-nose.
Yeah.
How you almost knocked out the little Mexican boy at Home Depot?
No, I did not. The little shit walked in front of me.
Yeah.
He had it coming.
Grandpa.
What?
So he's walking around Home Depot being like a big oak like he always is, just like not paying attention. And he's got these big long boards he's putting on the cart. And he almost hit this little 5-year-old little Mexican boy in the head. And I was like, Chris, you're going to hit that kid. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then he moves the boards and hits Rachel.
No. Oh. But she knows about it, though. She knows that happens.
He's denying it, but we both saw it. We're both witnesses. And I was like, he does not pay attention. Remember when he knocked me out with the racket? Were you there?
No.
No.
Racquetball?
That was a blur.
Hey, when you go half speed, that's when you get hurt. That's why you got it.
Oh, God. He's just dangerous. He doesn't pay attention.
No, when it's my turn to hit the ball, you better get the hell out of the way because Oak's coming.
He hit. I had a racket bruise across my forehead.
That'll teach her.
A racket.
And Chris Walter's dad's like, I ain't playing with you guys anymore.
Racquetball is not for the weak.
No.
That's serious.
It's cutthroat.
You used to play racquetball.
Yeah.
You got to be serious.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Grandpa. I go,
come on. Yeah, Grandpa's like, oh, yeah, I've played a time or two. And then he comes in with, like, the sweatband.
The safety glasses.
The racket. He's, like, got all the gear.
It was really bad looking.
Oh, God, it was hilarious.
It's like from the 80s.
All pumped up.
I've saved him all those years.
Grandpa, are you going on the cruise with us?
I don't know, man. I don't want that coronavirus.
Grandpa. You should. It's my 40th birthday.
I know that, but it's all those other people.
Well, it's not
Grandpa, remember all those times I've done things for you?
What's the cruise? When's the cruise?
Next year. March 13th, 2021.
Oh, boy.
Is that a week?
It's 8 nights.
8 nights.
I want to go. Maybe Zach can come.
Yeah. You guys could bring the kids.
We'll go.
Eastern Caribbean.
Our kids are going, and they got Camp Carnival. They got all kinds of stuff for kids to do.
Oh, sign us up.
Are you really?
I will send.
Actually, we're really. Yeah, let's do this.
I'll send you and Lori
please.
The link.
Yeah, link us.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. And we'll definitely get Grandpa to go.
Grandpa will be there.
I'll have to
Grandpa,
go.
You're going now. You're
screwed. Grandma and Grandpa. Yep. And Lori and Zach.
I wouldn't mind coming either.
That's fun. You could go.
Cool enough.
Hell yeah.
Grandpa, check your schedule. I think you're pretty wide open.
I'm open.
Sounds like spring break.
It's right before spring break.
And they have all that ice cream.
Even better.
Oh, unlimited ice cream. Machines. They got machines.
Is everything pretty much unlimited?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's free. The food's paid for. With the cruise.
Yeah.
Then you buy the drink package for $50. And
yep.
You get 13 drinks a night.
15.
That'll be enough.
Chris takes it like 17. But
he steals from me. Or he makes friends with the bartender. Yo-yo.
Yeah.
Chris!
Yeah.
God dang it.
Did I tell you, Yo-Yo wished me a Merry Christmas?
Oh, he did. Who's Yo-Yo?
Yo-Yo, the bartender.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
We're Facebook friends with him, and he wished Chris a Merry Christmas.
He messengered me.
Wow, I wonder if he got caught in that big deal that's going on now.
There's only one.
The coronavirus?
Yeah.
No. I've seen other people tagging him.
Hope I get the Lyme disease, too.
Andy, you've drinking two of these Coronas.
Damn, Andy, you better hold on.
It's only a matter of time.
Didn't you see that thing on Facebook? You're the one that was talking about it.
Yeah, it's the only one. It's by China.
The girl was dumping out her Coronas.
Oh.
Yeah. Saying, how I don't naive. Want that coronavirus.
A Kyle Dunnigan video about it. Where he's like, hello, 911. Yeah, my mom, she drank two Coronas. She's got a virus.
Yeah.
She's got it.
Pushes her out the door. It's funny.
Well, cool.
Okay, it looks like you guys are going.
Yeah, send Lori and Zach.
No take backs.
Yep.
Okay.
Just and us. Nolan.
And think of something to talk about in April.
Oh, man. We're going to get in that cargo. Yeah. We're going to get in that cargo trailer and clamp these microphones up onto your shelves.
He's not taking
you guys just go in there and start podcasting.
Yep, you are.
I want to get Jeremiah on it.
Oh God. We got to bring Rachel. Rachel's grandma, Chris's mom, got her for her birthday this zapping potato game. So you toss it, and the person that catches it gets zapped.
No, it's a hot potato, and it goes off.
It's awesome.
You don't win.
It zaps.
But you don't know
so when. She wants to throw it at Bear.
Because a potato is a conductor.
So why would you want
more
to catch
science?
It's like a metal game.
Yeah,
thing,
it's a game.
So.
It's a hot potato. It just shocks
you. Yeah.
It shocks you.
Yeah.
So she wants to throw it to Bear when he's been drinking.
Can I wear gloves?
No.
She's like, I want to wait till everyone gets hammered and I'm bringing out the potato.
There you go.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Bear will pee
probably
his
gonna
pants.
Get thrown
in exactly
the fire.
For sure.
I'll pee my pants. I feel sorry for anybody around me.
Yeah. You look like a fountain at Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
And you got a thing for fountains.
The naked guy with a big old set of balls on.
I want a statue. I want to. I'll get it made out of plastic. I'll take it everywhere I go.
Be just all like, right. Be just like the leg lamp.
Yeah, it'll be sacred.
The sacred pee.
All right. Well, take care.
All right. You guys have fun.
All right.
Third round. We're back in it. We're not scared.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
So we just tried to call a number. We recorded it.
We're going to have to play that one.
Whoa. Yeah. It's going to be on the next podcast. We'll have it on there.
Nope. It'll be right here. Boom.
Right now.
Magic of editing.
Wow. Is Andy there?
Pretty cool, huh? Lucky that was funny.
It was funny. I enjoyed it.
Not exactly what I was going for.
No, me neither.
Totally unexpected response, but, you know, short and sweet.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might call him before
I knew what
the night.
I had coming. I knew going into it.
That's your old number.
My old number.
That poor guy.
Yeah. 6 to 8 months dealing with this.
8 months with Andy's phone. Yeah, boy. Got some exhaust fans over there. What are those for?
Oh, bathroom.
Nice.
Yeah, I need to do that. Need to get around to that. It keeps dropping down on the list.
Half the garage is being consumed by a samurai. Pretty cool.
One of these days.
Almost done.
One of these days, I'm going to drive it.
Takes a while.
Well, yeah.
Takes a little bit. Let's do a song game. Piping it up.
Yep.
That means setting it up. Podcast lingo.
Got it.
Cool, man.
By the way, what's that email address again? MCKOB at Yahoo?
That's right.
.com?
Yep. I know we're going to get a bunch of emails in the next day. It's going to be a lot of work for Jimmy to sort through.
Yeah, it's hard for him because he can't read. If you guys could print that out in like that blind text, he does that really well. What do they call that? What blind people read?
It's Braille.
Braille, yeah. Do that for him.
Do they have Braille things for phones?
I don't know.
Just pop up little dots on your fingertips? I think it's a thing. In your settings, you can be like, hey, I'm blind, and then it makes your phone work for a blind. I don't get it.
That's ridiculous.
Because you can make your phone read everything on the screen, too. You go in there. It's kind of, it's all right.
Technology.
Do you buy
it's tech.
It?
Yeah.
It's just some tech. Oh. Tech talk.
Oh, tech talk. Tech talk with Scoot Scoot. Grab that. Scoot, scoot.
Putt, putt.
Putt, putt.
Tech talk with putt, putt.
Tell me what you think, boys. Thumbs up or thumbs down the song?
Yeah, it's cool. We got thumbs up.
Classic.
Right around the table, all the way around.
I do like it.
How do you like it?
I do like it. Makes me happy for whatever reason. In the summertime,
yeah.
When the weather is high, you can stretch right up. All right. Well, that's unanimous.
Yeah, that was easy. You got
women on your mind. Let me find another one real quick for you. Have a drink,
have a drive. I have to put that one in my library.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane. You can dine or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it big and good and lay by.
Mm-hmm. This week, supposed to get some sun.
I love that. Well, springtime sun, because the groundhog didn't show his face. Right?
Right.
or didn't see a shadow.
PETA got there and took him away.
Are you serious?
I heard PETA said that you can't use the word pet anymore. That's what they're saying. It's a true thing, guys. What do you think about that?
What's PetSmart going to do?
Did you ever watch a practical...
I didn't think about that.
You ever watch a Practical Jokers? They do this skit where they, you know, they're always like, it's a live camera thing. And he walks, I think Q walks through the store with his chick on a leash.
Yeah.
And then he has to go up to somebody and say, hey, can you hold her for a second? And they have to, like, hold on to the leash for while he goes and comes back. What does PETA think about that? And me too.
Me too. Oh, man. It's a weird world, guys. It's a weird world.
Strange times.
All right. Tell me what you guys think about this one. Do you guys, is this like a guilty pleasure song for you guys?
Yes. No.
You already said yes. What about you?
It's not bad.
It's a catchy song.
It's moving.
Maybe the slow, pretty part. I get it. That's pretty.
All right. It gets
in your head. Oh, when he starts rapping.
It's a happy song.
It is. Still a no.
Hard no.
Should play Danny Boy by Floater.
One more for you guys.
Hey, what's it for you? It sounds like.
All right, tell me what you guys think about this one. Oh, really? I kind of like this song. You don't just find yourself driving in the car and it comes on.
I don't think that will make the library.
It's not that bad. We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. Well, I guess that's it.
That's a rough one, man.
I got a couple more.
Well, cut it out for a bit.
Yeah, I think we're done with that. Because those were all bombs. Well, two were
awful
good.
Music blasted in my headphones.
Yeah.
But, and... Kids these days don't have libraries.
No,
more libraries. It's all streamed, baby.
It's all streamed.
It's in the cloud.
It's their library.
That's how it works.
I keep trying to get me to go there, but I just go back to the library. It's pretty safe.
I bought some songs for the kids, but, man.
What do you mean?
I bought them. They kept asking. Whenever we drive anywhere, they're like, play Sunflower. You know, the one song.
Post
Malone. And I was tired of like having to go to Google or not Google, like Yahoo or, well, you know what I'm saying, that place, YouTube. That's what I meant. Trying to pull it up. So I just bought it because it's 99 cents or whatever. On my phone. It's probably the last song I bought.
Pay the Man.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not the last song I got. I got Old Town Road. Kids are just like, that was so 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Pretty dated.
Way dated.
It's kids these days.
It's all changing.
It is.
Yeah. Times they are changing.
What was your standard meal when you were a kid? Like when you were a 15-year-old kid in the house.
Wow.
Yeah, what was it?
Meatloaf?
Oh. No.
Chicken and rice?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Or potatoes or something.
How about, savory. All the things I ate at Grandma's house, were those pretty much the same as what you grew up on, too?
Yep.
Nice.
Goulash, did she make a goulash?
Not so much.
What was her favorite, or your favorite?
Paprikash.
A lot of fried potatoes.
Paprikash? Paprikash. Chicken paprikash?
Yeah.
Dumplings. Mm. Chicken, paprika, a lot of paprika. That's good.
Yeah. It was that, or chicken and rice was big.
I still cook it now.
Lori cooks the chicken and rice. straight from that recipe. Good stuff.
Uh-huh.
I make pancakes for the kids.
Pancakes, not pancakes.
Pancakes.
What's the difference?
There's the roll-up crepes, pretty much, but, man, you got to get them in the oil. It's all about the oil.
Yeah, grandma's flat pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Then you roll them. You put your fork in there and you roll them.
You put, like, jelly in them?
If you do it wrong, grandma will come over and roll them up for you.
And then all the old ones, are the you make a bunch, and so then the other ones, you just leave them on the counter. Then you pour sugar in them, roll them up.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Afternoon snack.
And then grandpa would chop them up. No, it was when it was a batter, the leftover batter. Grandma would chop it up in the frying pan. What was it called? And then you pour cream over it.
Yeah.
And it was called something.
Shmata?
Shmata.
Shmata.
Shmata with you. Nothing.
Nothing. I'm happy.
Shmata. Shmata's good.
What is that?
It's just a pancake batter fried up. Gotcha. And it's like scrambled pancakes. Yeah, man.
Never had it.
So take pancake batter and just add some milk and water and get it really thin, and then scramble it up in that shmata. But you got to put
what's shmata with you?
Half and a half on top of it, or cream. Good cream. It's called shmata.
Oh, yeah, I heard the other day that one of your favorite dishes is the old cream tuna.
Oh, yeah. I said that on the podcast. It's my go-to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, dun,
that's
dun,
probably
dun.
Where I heard it.
Yeah, because it's like shit on a shingle, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put some peas and carrots in there.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Put it on toast. Tuna on toast.
I've never heard of this before, by the way.
I grew up. We had that as the main courses.
I didn't get it. Why don't you just throw another piece of bread on top and make it a tuna melt?
It's open-faced.
I don't get it.
It's like a piece of bread, and then you throw this on top.
Huh. It's an open-faced sandwich.
Wow.
That's good.
Next time I come to your house, you're going to have to make me one so I can taste it.
And some shmata. What's that called?
Nothing. The shmata with you. No. Spatzel?
Spatzel. Spatzel.
What about booberspetzel?
Yeah.
She used to always say, it's booberspetzel. You know what I call it, booberspetzel?
So they take the dough and they make like little cigars, and then she fries those up. She used to tell me that it's like little boys' penises.
Yeah.
Oh.
We used to
Grandma!
Say,
Mom!
Grandma, what does booberspetzel mean?
Yeah.
It means lighten little boys' up. Wiener.
Yeah.
Lighten up.
Oh, well.
Going deep.
That's funny.
Time capsule.
And a shit.
So what do you make for breakfast now?
Who?
You.
Nothing. I'm on the road, man. I'm a...
Saturdays?
4 o'clock in the morning. Or Saturdays?
What if you have to make a breakfast
pancakes,
for you and the kid?
Vivi,
the kiddo.
Pancakes. That's about it. And sausage. She likes sausage, but not bacon, not eggs.
Yeah.
But it's always pancakes. We do.
Kids are picky.
Yeah, she gets homemade pancakes every freaking morning.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Vivian, if you're listening, it's got to stop soon.
You'd
make your own pancake.
Maybe it'd start throwing in some Eggos, and she'll never notice
she
if you eat
like
wean her into it.
She doesn't like waffles.
Our kids love waffles.
I
got
love
the
waffles,
Eggos.
Too. If you put enough butter on them,
yeah, and get them in the pockets.
Or jelly. Mm. Good stuff. Sausage, Joe.
Yeah.
You like sausage or bacon guy?
Both.
Or ham in the morning?
No.
No ham?
Not so much.
I like Oktoberfest sausages. I always have them on hand. 45 seconds in the microwave, piping hot.
Mm. I use the Tyson sausage patties or sausage links with a muffin.
Yummy.
Fry an egg on that pan.
Oh, that pan. It's a seasoned, hardened steel, not cast iron.
No, it's carbon steel.
Carbon steel. There you go. Get one.
It's bulletproof.
Non-stick.
You could do the Marty McFly.
Maybe the next episode will be brought to you by hardened steel Lodge frying pan. We'll see.
Won't be long.
We'll see.
We're not holding our breath, but.
What's the Step Brothers skit where they're like, where the scene where he's like, investors? Could be you. Prestige worldwide.
Santa Nina, the Santa Maria.
Is that the name of your pirate ship?
Yes.
The Santa Maria.
I don't think any of us actually answered that question other than him. We ended at Calypso. I'll go the Santa Maria. Yeah. I'll pick one of those.
What's the other two?
The Nina Nalpenta. The Santa Maria. I'll be drinking sangria. What is it? I put it in your butt when you're drinking sangria. Something I mumbled that
deadliest
on purpose.
Catch, some deadliest.
No, I think it's about a butt.
Oh yeah, it is.
Stick it in your butt.
Yeah.
I'm trying to just mumble my way through that, yeah. There's not a lot of clarity for the kids to hear, you know, because the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, it's educational. They were the early ships that came over. There you go, kids.
I'll do the Pinta.
All right.
So I got a question for you.
Oh, good.
I'll try to answer.
Moving along.
Try to answer.
Thank you. Needed that.
What do you think about that big iceberg that just fell off in Antarctica?
What?
That's.
I didn't hear
it
about
it. It was huge. Yeah, it was huge. Like,
well, obviously.
They showed, I'd seen it on the news.
Little ice caps. There's a little melting, all right? Little
dude, it showed the satellite and
it might be a little bit.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
There is.
There's definitely some melting.
A little bit of melting.
That might be happening. No.
Could be worse, you guys. Yeah,
nope.
But that's pretty crazy. If it's as big as you say it is.
It's like as big as a state.
That's crazy. That's a lot of ice. You think that's like one big ice cube in ocean. So that's got to fill it up a little bit,
as
right?
Big as a state?
Well, there's a lot below the ocean, so
right.
That's all going to come up.
Habitat.
Listen,
I'm not
about ready to blame every hurricane on the warming of the planet, but there's freaking states falling off of glaciers.
So I'm looking.
They're breaking apart.
I think it's a little too late, you guys.
All right.
So I'm looking to do some traveling, right?
Right.
And to watch the news, the weather, national weather. When is there a good time to go back east? It seems like every week they got a storm or something happening.
You got to go over the flyover state. So they're called the flyover states, and then they're called the tornado states.
Yeah, no shit.
If you're going to drive through them, you're dealing with tornadoes. You're going to fly over them, you're dealing with tornadoes.
Yeah, but you can kind of fly around those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How far east have you been?
North Carolina.
You've been to D.C., haven't you?
D.C.
Yeah.
Yeah. Farthest north.
New York, you ever been there?
Nope.
Florida?
Have you been to New York?
Yeah.
Florida?
Yeah.
That's a hot place, isn't it? That's humidity.
Yeah, I was actually in Alabama,
sticky.
But I had to go through Florida.
Yeah, I'd like there. To go to...
We were in Florida a year ago. Right now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
1 year ago. And it was, it was actually really nice. It rained, monsoon rain and then beautiful sun. And it was just like Oregon on steroids.
Yeah.
You know, but like 80 degrees, 75 degrees the whole time in February.
Yeah.
Alabama, same climate.
Yeah.
Alabama.
Hot and humid, though.
Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Yeah. Very humid.
Down Louisiana, the Gulf Shore?
No.
Well, yeah, that's on the Gulf Shore, but the town
piece,
is called Gulf
piece
Shore.
Of Alabama in there.
Oh.
Gulf Shores, Alabama is a town on the Gulf of Mexico. And there's sharks and stingrays.
And gators.
Oh,
and a lot of jellyfish.
And gators.
And we were out on the land we were on had a pier. It was right on a jetty that went out into the Gulf. And so we swam in the Gulf. You could take a jet ski out into the Gulf. There's sharks out there.
That's crazy.
15-foot tiger shark was caught on the pier.
And gators. That's
crazy.
We'd go out there, and there's gators.
Did you guys swim?
We had shmata.
Nothing with a shmata with you.
Yeah, we swam. You have to shuffle your feet when you're walking out there, though, because if you step on a stingray, it'll get you.
I was sitting on the beach.
Fucking crazy.
When I went, I was sitting on the beach and watching the Blue Angels practice right over me.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's like a free show.
They're fun to see. Have you ever been in one of those jets?
Hell no.
Would you?
Yeah.
Me too. It just costs like $1,000 to go for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, they'll do.
But it'd be awesome to do that.
They'll perform stunts that you hit like 7 G's and you start blacking out.
Yeah.
And if you're freaking flying a $5 billion, whatever it is,
they're expensive piece
of machinery. Jesus.
I've seen Top Gun. You know? Trust me. They're trained.
That might be passing out.
They're coming out with a new Top Gun right away. Can't wait. I grew up watching that first Top Gun and the Rambos.
Yeah, Rambo.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Top Gun. Need for Speed.
Wait, what does the sheriff say to him? Rambo, and he's like just walking down the road, and he's like, "Get out of here! Your kind's not welcome." Yeah. Or something. And Rambo turns.
Go on
back.
Now, get.
What did he say? Know. You shot first. They shot first.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it was good. How about the deer hunter?
Is that with Robert Redford? I think it is. Maybe.
It's got a couple really good actors.
Yeah. I think I've seen some of it. Yeah. I don't know if I've seen the whole thing.
That was before Rambo. That was good.
What's your top three movies of all time?
Sandlot.
Ooh.
Top three?
I'd say so. I love that movie.
Good call. Surprised. I like that. It's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
Benny the Jet. Mm-hmm. Benny the Jet.
Overall,
like Benny like and the
Godfathers
Jets.
Godfathers and everything?
Nah.
You don't like those movies?
I like the... I just watched Outlaw Josie Wales today.
That's a good movie.
So I love the old Clint's. Mm-hmm. Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah.
Classics.
Fistful of Dollars.
Fistful of Dollars. Hang 'em High.
Yeah, what's the preacher one? When he's a preacher. What is that one? He's just a badass. He spits on that dog all the time.
Gran Torino's pretty good, too.
Yes, that's a really good movie.
How about you?
Top three of all time? I can't narrow that down.
All right, we're out of here, folks.
Yeah, that cannot be narrowed down. We're going to save that for the next one, and I'll try to narrow it down for
something
my top three.
To think about.
And we appreciate everybody listening to us, and we had a good time.
Hey, appreciate you having me.
This has been fun.
And Scoot, Scoot.
Shmada?
And Zach, we're all saying goodbye.
All right, later, folks.
Is Andy there?